الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we continue our discussion with regards to الصراط المستقيم the straight path and likewise the great supplication and the Fatiha of seeking guidance and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide one to this straight path, to the beneficial knowledge that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the application of that, and to love that and to prefer that and to apply that in one's life, guidance to the straight path, to the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the madhab of As-Salaf As-Salih. We have seen a number of benefits with regards to this. And again, this is a request. A person, he's begging time after time, over and over, Ihdina. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. And then the clarification has come, as has proceeded. That's the path. That path is the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. And the favor of favors and the blessings of blessings at the head of all of that is the blessing of guidance. The blessing that has come in the revelation, and along with that, the guidance of the heart, that Allah would select and choose a person and open his heart to accept that Islam and to embrace it entirely and to strive to follow it in his life, inwardly and outwardly. This is the guidance and the blessing. This is the guidance and the blessing. So that blessing is summarized in two words, in two points, and that is al-ilm and nafi' wa amal as-salih, the beneficial knowledge and the righteous actions. This is what al-mun'am alayhim, they have been given as a favor and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've seen likewise as well that the other category of people that we're asking to not be like, غَيْرُ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not like those who earn the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're asking Allah to not be like them and to take us away from their path. Do not guide us to their way. Do not guide us to their path. Guide us to the path of those whom have earned your favor. O Allah, do not guide us to the path of those who have earned your wrath and earned your anger, those who have knowledge of the truth, yet they do not apply it or abide by it, nor do they follow it intentionally, rather they oppose it intentionally. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَالضَّالِينَ. And O Allah, do not guide us to the way of the people who are misguided and in ignorance and lost and in error. And we have seen in the previous class that the head of those who have earned the anger and the wrath of Allah, they are the Jews. And likewise, anyone who imitates them from this ummah, and those who are misguided and distrayed, they are at the head of them. At the head of them, they are the Christians. And likewise, anyone who imitates them from this ummah. And in our previous class, we had discussed that narration of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, رحمه ta'ala, من فسد من علمائنا فله شبه من اليهود ومن فسد من عبادنا فله شبه بالنصارى فله شبه من النصارى. That whoever became corrupted from our people of knowledge, then he has a resemblance to the Jews. And whoever becomes corrupted from our worshippers, then he has a resemblance to the Christians. Then he has a resemblance to the Christians. And likewise, we were discussing in the previous class the well-known narration of Al-Urbad ibn Sariya radiallahu anhu, and in that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. That whoever lives from you after me, then indeed he's going to see much differing. So that means in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were not differing. At the time of this narration, they were not differing. Rather, the companions, they were all united behind the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the guidance of Allah azza wa jal. They were all united upon the deen of Allah azza wa jal, and there was no innovation and there were no misguidance and deviation in the ummah amongst them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's warning them of what will happen in the future, informing them about this reality. Although they now are on the straight path, and all of them are united upon the same creed and the same belief and the same manner of worship and the same methodology, and they have the same understanding of the religion. Although that is the case, now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that those of you who live after me, and he's speaking to his companions radiallahu anhu, meaning that briefly after that, it will not be long, after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا, that you're going to see much differing. you're going to see much differing. So the differing is going to occur after there was unity. After there was unity. So before the differing, there's unity. And the unification was on the straight path. The unification was on the straight path. And this is how they were unified. And even before that, they were enemies one to another, especially to the Aws and the Khazraj. They were enemies one to another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an'ama alayhim. He bestowed the favor and blessing upon them. فَأَسْبَحُوا إِخْوَةً فِي اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Until they became brothers. Until they became brothers for the sake of Allah. It was from the blessing of Allah, the blessing of guidance, the blessing of creed, the blessing of knowledge, the blessing of the deen, the blessing of al-Islam and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tawheed al-khalis, that they became brothers and they were united. And after that, they were on the straight path. That's why we have seen a number of evidences clarifying that the straight path is their straight path. The straight path is the straight path of the companions radiallahu anhum, because it is they who are truly upon that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his sincere advice and conveying the message and also warning the ummah, he's informing them and likewise us as well, that there will be differing later after that unity. After that unity. And then he mentions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ. And so you must hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. And we have seen the evidence is clarifying who they are. Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum specifically. وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا, and hold fast to that way. وَعَضُوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِثِ وَعَضُوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِثِ, and that you should bite on with your motor teeth. And to emphasize how important it is to hold fast to that like it's a life hold. Like he's hanging off for his life. A person, for example, if he's drowning in the water and somebody throws him a rope, maybe it'll slip from his hand. But if he's in dire need and he is afraid for his life, maybe he will bite on. Maybe he will hold on with his hand and he will bite on with his teeth, afraid to drown and be overcome in the waves. I need to emphasize how strong and how much one will show care for this issue here, holding fast. And until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to bite onto it with your molar teeth. To bite onto it with your molar teeth. I mean, the person who bites on something many times, it will not come out. If you try to rip it, it will not come out of his mouth. It will not come out of his mouth, except for with great hardship. So this is how we have been ordered to hold fast to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, specifically Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. So this is very clear from these evidences and from that which has preceded. And this is the interpretation that the author is making here and clarifying with these evidences that we have been reading. And the author, he continues in mentioning evidences to support this particular point and to clarify this affair. He says, وَالْحَدِيثُ عَنْهُ, and also the narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذْ وَالْقُذَّةِ بِالْقُذَّةِ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ. That the author now, he's mentioning the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, which is muttafaqun alayhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ, indeed you're going to follow. And likewise, this is a warning. And also, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he said, فَإِنُّ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا, that indeed those of amongst you who live after me, they're going to see much differing. This is not just information, this is a warning. This is a warning from that differing, to be cautious, to be aware, to take heed, do not fall into that, do not be affected by that, to hold fast to unity and to the means of unity, and to be cautious from falling into deviation and falling away from the straight path and dividing and separating in the ranks. So that's what is intended from this. Likewise, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ, it's not just information, this is a warning as well, that indeed you're going to follow. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السَّنَنَ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذُّ الْقُذَّةِ بِالْقُذَّةِ لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السَّنَنَ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, that indeed you're going to follow the ways of those before you. The ways of those before you. Here in this wording, the author, he mentioned حَذُّ الْقُذَّةِ بِالْقُذَّةِ. The قُذَّة is the feather on the arrow. The قُذَّة is the feather on the arrow, the rish is sahm. And the way they would make one, and then they would make from that a pattern. So each rish and each feather on the arrow would resemble the next one precisely. And they'll be diligent in selecting these feathers or in manufacturing these feathers in order for them to be precise so that the arrow will fly straight. So this is the example here, that this ummah is going to follow those nations before us in their ways like this, the way that the feather is equal to the next feather, and even one next to it, that they're exactly the same. They're one is a replica of the other. And he followed them following precisely. This wording, Wallahu A'lam, has come in Al-Musnad. Wallahu A'lam, but the wording that has come in Bukhari and in Muslim, shibran bi shibrin, dira'an bi dira'. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. That indeed you're going to follow those before you, the ways of those before you, handspan by handspan, arms length by arms length. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. The shibr and the dira', this is a means of measurement in the Arabic language. And the shibr is whenever a person, he opens his hand and he spreads his fingers apart, and you measure from the tip of the thumb to the tip of the pinky. This is called a shibr. This is called a shibr. And then the dira' is two of these in general, two of these. So it'll go from the tip of the middle finger to the elbow. And this is called a dira'. And these are means of measurement in the times of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The meaning of that is that they're going to be people from this ummah. They're going to be people from this ummah who follow the ways of those nations before us precisely. Precisely, whatever they do, no matter how filthy it may be, no matter how misguided it may be, no matter how lowly it may be, there's going to be someone to do whatever they have done. And their manners and their conduct and their deen and their creed, they're going to follow precisely in that way. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to emphasize, حَتَى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ, that until the extent that if one of them from those previous nations were to enter into the hole of a dhab. The dhab is a lizard. It's a lizard that lives in the desert. And it's well known, and it's been mentioned likewise, that this lizard is not, his home is not like the home of many other lizards. But they say that his juhar radi, that it's very twisted and it's very confined. It's not just the hole that goes straight in, it's the hole that goes in, it's twisted and confined, it would be something you need to emphasize how far the people will go in following them. And this is a hole that has a lot of twists and turns and different angles and the likes like this. So in order to go in there, a person, he'll have to make a lot of effort. He'll have to make a lot of effort. It's not just the hole that just goes down in the ground, rather it's the hole that goes down and it twists and it turns and the likes like this. So this is to emphasize how far individuals will go from this ummah in following the footsteps of those nations before us. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the extent that if one of them were to enter into the hole of this desert lizard, then one of you would enter behind him. Then one of you will enter behind him. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. They said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you referring to the Jews and the Christians? قَالَ فَمَنْ قَالَ فَمَنْ. Who am I referring to? Meaning, of course, I'm referring to them. Of course, I'm referring to them. أَخْرَجَاهُ أَخْرَجَاهُ, يعني meaning that it's متفقٌ عَلَيْهِ متفقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So this means that there will be individuals from this ummah, they will not leave anything. They will not leave anything that the Jews and the Christians are doing in their belief and in their creed and their methodology and their manners and their worship, except somebody from this ummah will follow them. Like distorting the attributes and then distorting the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, or even cursing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ascribing to him that which he's free from subhanahu wa ta'ala, or likening him to the creation, so on and so forth, with regards to his beautiful names and off the attributes of perfection. Those who deviated before, like the Jews, what did they say? Yadullahi maglula. They said the hands of Allah are tied up, meaning that Allah is stingy, and cursing Allah Azza wa Jal, and making many ill claims, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became tired after creating the heavens and the earth, and he took a rest. And the likes like this, there will be individuals from this ummah who make similar claims of falsehood in the same way, and denying the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, and ascribing to him that which he's free from subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise with regards to worship, innovating in the religion and adding to the deen. And we see today, likewise in these days that we have just passed, how people have imitated the Christians in introducing a birthday, just as the Christians introduced their birthday, the so-called birthday of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Some from this ummah, those misguided and those ignorant and those who are astray from them, they could not wait except to hasten and to imitate them in that precisely. Imitate them in that precisely. Even if you wait just a few days, wallahu musta'an, you will find them continuing in this way. Some from this ummah, they'll be celebrating Thanksgiving and they'll have turkeys cooked on Thanksgiving Day, and they will cook the Thanksgiving meal and they will serve it to their family, their Muslim sons and daughters, waliyadu billah. And even worse than that, on the month after that, there will be some Muslims. There will be them. This is something that, wallahu a'lam, that we already know is going to happen, because it's happening. It's happening. Muslims putting up Christmas trees in their house. Muslims putting up Christmas trees in their house, putting up wreaths on their house, and the likes like this, making presents on the day of Christmas. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. This is the prophecy of the Prophet, a warning from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've seen them doing it last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. Sometimes you maybe find the biggest Christmas tree in the world, and a Muslim, he put it up. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. This is misguidance. This is misguidance. This is from following the Jews and the Christians. We're warned from this. This is a threat here. This is a threat here. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, which is collected by Imam Ahmad, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, that whoever imitates the people, then he's from them. So by imitating these people, it's as if he's from them. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the least that one could say about this is that this is a major sin and it's haram. It's a major sin if it's not considered that the person had disbelieved. Meaning that this is very severe. That a person, if he imitate, for example, a Christian, then he's from them. And if this is the meaning of this is a threat. But it could be understood he's from them, meaning he's a Christian. That's not what is intended unless he loves what they're upon and loves them for their deen. But Shaykh al-Islam, he's emphasizing here, rahimahullah ta'ala, to clarify the light, the littlest that we could say that this is a major sin. That this is a great crime. A great crime. And at least it's a great crime. A great crime, imitating the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is something that has been prophesied, and we have been warned from that. So likewise, just as the Jews, they had misused the knowledge and the revelation, and they used the guidance that was revealed to them to manipulate the people and to use it, and they sold that knowledge for a miserable price, any meaning from the worldly life, and they used the knowledge as a stepping stone and the likes like this in this life, and they concealed that which was not befitting for their desires, and they revealed that which they liked, and they let the people find out about which they liked, or they clarified that for them, and they distorted it. Likewise, the book and the knowledge, and they changed it, and they changed it. Likewise, there will be people from this ummah doing the same thing. There will be people from this ummah doing the same thing. Just as the Christians, they innovated in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla and ascribed to him a son, and innovated many different actions of worship that have no source in the deen of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They innovated innovations from the early times all the way until today's. Likewise, from this ummah, there will be individuals innovating innovations and the likes like this. And today you see them, the Christians, they're going to their church services on Sunday with their guitars and their drums, and they're dancing and they're singing and laughing in the church. And you find today some Muslims doing the same thing, rapping and making songs and singing about Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following them precisely. So this is blameworthy. So these are the people that have gone astray, and these are the people who have earned the anger of Allah, and these are the people that we have, that it's incumbent for us to ask to not be like them 17 times a day. So the person who is saying this over and over, yet he himself is not benefiting, rather he's falling into that which he's asking to not fall into. He's performing that which he's asking to not be. And he, do not guide me to this path, but he himself, he's preferring that path. Do not guide me to that path, but he himself, he's amazed with that path, and he's following that way. Then he's truly not benefiting from the recitation. He's truly not benefiting from the recitation. So a person, he has to be sincere in asking for guidance, as the meaning has come to ask for the guidance, and that means that one will hope to be guided and hope to be able to apply the guidance and prefer the guidance and follow the guidance and be firm on the guidance. And be firm on the guidance every day, in the morning and the evening, every day, in the morning and the evening, the next day, in the morning and the evening, all day, all night, to be firm and steadfast upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and dealing first and foremost with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, fulfilling His rights. And then after that, in dealing with the creation, fulfilling the rights that Allah has given the people without violating that and without transgressing that, holding fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for opposing that, then this is how the person, he leaves the straight path. He's opening one of those doorways, looking behind that curtain and being snatched up by the doubts and misconceptions, or being snatched up by the desires and the whims and the lusts that are impermissible. So from here we understand that statement of Ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, من فسد من علمائنا فله شبه باليهود. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring to here, that whoever is corrupted in his intention, in his aim, in his goal from our people of knowledge, then he has that resemblance to the Jews. Because the Jews, they have knowledge. But where they went astray is in their heart, in their intention, what they want. So they were overcome by their desires, and they had bad intentions. They had great love for this worldly life, so therefore they traded the hereafter, and they used that knowledge of the hereafter and that knowledge of the revelation to have a portion of this worldly life. So likewise, there are those from this ummah who do the same. Scholars or students of knowledge, people who ascribe to knowledge, or some of them ascribe to as-salafiyyah, so on and so forth. But this is what is apparent from them, that this is their aim and their goal, and they have resemblances to the Jews. So therefore, we should be very careful from them and not take knowledge from them. And likewise, also from the ummah, those who do not have knowledge, they're laymen from the worshippers, any from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they do not have clear knowledge of how to perform the obligations. One of them, maybe he does not know how to pray properly. Maybe he'll pray a lot and be on time for the prayer, but he never gave concern or care to learn how to pray properly. So his prayer is not really correct. So he's somebody who worships Allah Azza wa Jal, but he does it upon customs and cultures. He does it upon the way of his forefathers, and he never really learned how to worship Allah according to the legislation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, you will find him falling in innovations or performing his obligations in a manner that is weak or deficient, or performing actions that are customs that are ascribed to Islam, and Islam is free from it. Any of those innovations, then the newly introduced affairs, he'll be upon that and attached to that. So therefore, he has now a resemblance to those Christians. He has a resemblance to those Christians. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that indeed you're going to follow those nations before you, handspan by handspan, arms league by arms league, precisely. And step after step, little by little, you will follow them until if one of them were to go into this twisted and dirty hole of a lizard, one of you will go in behind it. But a believer, he should not have despair. And this is not with regards to the entire ummah, rather this is some of the ummah. And many will be tried in this manner. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in more than one narration, and from that is that which is collected by Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. In some wordings, لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ وَلَا خَذَلَهُمْ. And in that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there will always remain a group from my ummah who is victorious fighting upon the straight path, who is victorious, ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, that they are victorious upon the truth, that they're clear, victorious and upright and steadfast upon the truth. And some wordings is يُقَاتِلُونَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, they're fighting in this path, and he's striving in this path, and no harm will come to them from those who abandon them, in some wordings, and nor from those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes, and they're in this manner. Meaning until the command of Allah comes, وَهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, and they are upon the truth. What is intended from the command of Allah here is the day of resurrection. In some wordings, حَتَّى تَكُمُ السَّاعَةِ, until the hour is established. The people of knowledge, they clarify what is intended here, that this group here, this is الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَ. And has come in some wordings likewise, that لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْصُورَةٌ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, Mansuratan al-Haq, that there will always remain a group from my ummah that has that's victorious and aided and supported by Allah Azza wa Jalla upon the truth. Here we see Zahirin al-Haq. It has the same meaning. So this is the Ta'ifa al-Mansura. And also, as we see the next narration, the author is going to mention also al-Firqatu al-Najiyah, the saved sect. Yani the group that is saved from the hellfire, from misguidance, the group that is saved from misguidance in this life and from misery in the hereafter, and from the punishment in the hellfire, and from those from this ummah, then it is this group, and they will remain until this group will remain until the hour is established. What is intended from that is just until the hour is established, just before that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "La tuqumu as-sa'atu illa 'ala ashrar an-nas," that the hour will not be established except upon the worst of mankind. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that just before the establishment of the hour of the coming of the Day of Judgment, Allah will send a breeze, and it will not pass by any believer except it will take his soul. And at this time, there will be none left on the earth except for those who are completely evil and engulfed in disbelief, waliyadu billah, the worst of mankind, and upon them the hour will be established. So the point is that although we see this threat here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning that this ummah is going to follow the footsteps of the Jews and the Christians specifically and precisely in this manner. That is many of them. Many of them will be tried by this, but there will always remain a group. There will always remain a group from this ummah. They are upright and steadfast upon the straight path, upon the truth, upon that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon truthfully, and that which was revealed to him, and that which his companions were upon, radiyallahu anhum, all the way until just before the establishment of the hour. So this is what a believer, he will strive to learn. He will strive to know them, and this is their, and they're the people of the straight path. They're the ones whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. They're the ones whom Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. This group here. It's been mentioned by Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. He died in the year 241. He said, إِن لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَصْحَابَ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْ هُمْ. إِن لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَصْحَابَ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْ هُمْ. If they are not أَصْحَابَ الْحَدِيثِ, the scholars of hadith, meaning that in his time and those who have preceded, from the Atba' Tabi'een and the Tabi'een until the time of the companions, if it's not them, those who transmitted the narrations by narration to us, those who transmitted this the deen and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by way of narration, and they had preserved that and maintained that and established that and transmitted that after them, if it's not them, I don't know who they are. If it's not them, I do not know who they are. So for us now today is those who are following their way. And they understood it like this. And likewise in Bukhari and his Sahih, he mentioned the same thing. Hum ashab al-hadith. And he referring to those three generations, those who transmitted the narrations. So the scholars have mentioned now that maybe in every era, there will be a group of different individuals. Some of them may be mufassirun, others they may be fuqaha, others they may be ulama from different sciences, not necessarily specifically scholars of hadith, but there are those people of knowledge from this ummah that are upon the way of the people of hadith, upon the way of the tabi'in, atba' tabi'in, and the sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, because it is these, they were upon the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were on the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their creed, and their belief, and their worship, meaning the manner of worship, the methodology of worship, and their performance of the obligations, and their understanding of the straight path, and likewise in their conduct and manners, they're the ones who had transmitted this religion, and that Allah has chosen for this affair, and the deen is their deen, and that Allah has preserved the deen by way of them. And therefore, if we want to be upon the correct deen, we have to be upon their way. And anybody who's not upon their way, he's not on the straight path. Anything that's contrary to their way, it can never be from the straight path. Rather, it's going to be from one of those deviant ways. That we have seen previously. And this is another narration here. The author, he mentions to emphasize this deviation. So he says, "Wal hadith athani," And the second hadith, the second narration, referring to the hadith which is known as hadith al-iftiraq, iftiraq al-ummah, the narration with regards to the splitting of the ummah. And in this particular narration is with regards to the splitting of all of the previous nations, and likewise this nation. And there are a number of narrations clarifying that this ummah will split. But here we see that the nations before us likewise split and divided. The nations before us likewise split and divided. And this narration has been narrated by more than one companion. It's been narrated by Abu Hurairah, and likewise by Auf ibn Malik, and also been narrated by Anas radiallahu anhum. It's been collected by these different narrations collected in the different books of hadith, yani by Hakim and by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi ibn Majah, and likewise by Imam Ahmed and Hakim and other than them. And this narration here has been declared authentic, yani authentic by Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Hajar al-Iraqi, and likewise from our days by the likes of Sheikh al-Albani, and also Sheikh Ibn Baz, and also Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahum Allahu jami'an. All of them have declared this narration to be authentic, and those before them likewise. This is something that is known, that this narration has come with many different chains and many different wordings that are all very similar. Some of them clarify, one of them clarifying the other, but the point is that these chains here to this narration is authentic. And the reason for emphasizing this here at this point, because there are some misguided people who come today and they try to claim that the narration is not authentic. They try to claim that the narration is not authentic. Those who run from this creed and run from this methodology and try to find fault with that and call the people to hizbiyah and to misguidance and to deviation away from that straight path in the name of al-Islam, they try to deny the authenticity of this narration. So we mentioned these great scholars who have proceeded from before, who have all agreed about the authenticity of this narration. If one were to look, he will find that the scholars all throughout time, all throughout history, they have praised this narration and mentioned this narration and used it as evidence and a proof to establish any of the rulings that are derived from here and the principles that are derived from here. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iftaraqat al-Yahudu ala 71 firqa," that the Jews they divided into 71 sects. "Waftaraqat an-Nasara ala 72 firqa," and the Christians they were divided into 72 sects. "Wastaftariqu hadhihi al-umma ala 73 firqa," and this ummah will, we pay attention, "Sataftariqu," and this ummah will divide into 73 sects. And this ummah will divide into 73 sects. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing his companions again, like in the previous narration of Al-Irbal ibn Sariyah, informing them. So meaning at this time they're not divided. At this time they're united. Those along with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he's informing them of this affair, again it's a wording. This is not just information. The Jews, this is what happened to them. The Christians, this is what happened to them. They were divided in this many sects. They were divided in this many sects. This is not just information to know and to increase in knowledge. Rather, it's a warning. It's a warning to take heed and an admonishment to not be like them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said was, "Sataftariqu hadhihi al-ummatu ala 73 firqa," and this ummah is going to. Here, even in this wording, there's the sa. It has the fi'l mudari', the fi'l mudari', which is a present tense verb that has in some context the meaning of the future, even if it didn't have seen or sofa with it. But here it has seen with it, to indicate that this is referring to the future, and in the future, or even could say in the near future. In the near future. Sofa akrabu seen akrabu min sofa. Akrabu yani tanfisan min sofa. So this is an indication that it's going to happen. So that means the point that we want to understand, barakallahu fikum, at the time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no iftiraq. There's only ijtima'. He's warning them that there will be iftiraq. Just like in the previous narration, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Indeed, those of you who live after me, he's going to see much different. So in their time, they didn't see any differing. Not in their creed, not in their methodology, not in their manhaj. If they had differing, it was in fiqh issues. Issues that were allowed in ijtihad, and the Prophet allowed that. What we're talking about here, differing in a manner that causes the hearts to deviate. And the ranks to break, and to be separation and rancor and hatred in the hearts towards one another. And this didn't occur whenever one of them prayed asr before the other. And for example, and we know the narration that we're referring to. That differing is not intended here. That differing did not cause separation. So there's a difference between ikhtilaf and iftiraq. Many times, no doubt, ikhtilaf leads to iftiraq. But not every ikhtilaf is blameworthy. So what is intended here is the one that's in creed. The ones that's in methodology. The one that causes the ranks to split and divide and to come numerous. Each one going its own way. This one going its own way. This one going its own way. And the likes like this. So the Prophet ﷺ at this time of al-ijtima', when they were united. Who's united? The Prophet ﷺ and his companions. They were united. What were they united upon? وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَحْبَعْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانَ. And you became by way of his blessing. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. By his blessing, the blessing of Islam, the blessing of guidance to the straight path. So they were united upon the straight path. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, they're united upon the straight path. The Prophet, he gave them sincere advice, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this ummah is going to divide. You're not divided now. All of you are together with me on the straight path. But later it's going to divide. But later it's going to divide rather into 73 sects. Into 73 sects. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and warning here, kulluha fin nar. All of them are in the hellfire. All of these 73 sects from his ummah are in the hellfire, illa wahida, except for one of them. Except for one of them. قُلْنَا مَنْ هِيَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We said, who is it? Who are they? What is that one sect, O Messenger of Allah? We see here likewise the diligence and wanting to be safe. The diligence of wanting to have savior, to wanting to have safety. They didn't ask, the first thing they didn't ask, what are those 72 sects? And whether what are those deviant sects? What are they? They asked, which one is it? Which one is the saved one? Which one is a saved one? And so that we can know that one and hold fast to it. And likewise, by learning the way of that one, those other ways will become clear. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, قَالَ مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. Those who are upon that which I am upon, and my companions. Radiallahu anhum. Those who are upon that which I am upon, and my companions. And in some words, مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ. Washabi, those who are upon the likes of what I am upon today and my companions. So here this narration clarifies that the saved sect, the correct deen, the true Islam, the one that was completed on the day of Arafah, on the day of Jumu'ah, and the last of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Islam that Allah is pleased with, that Allah has chosen and selected for the believers to follow, and He's pleased with as a way of life and a deen, is the deen that they were upon. It's the deen that they were upon, and every other deen and everything else that is ascribed to Islam is ascribed falsely, and it's in reality, regardless of who says it, or regardless of how beautiful it may be, or how beneficial it may seem in somebody's mind, it's not the straight path. It's not the straight path. The straight path is what they were upon. It can never be from Islam if they were not upon it. It can never be from Islam if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not do it nor know about it. He did not know about it nor do it. Or his companions, radiallahu anhum, they did not do it nor did they know about it. How could it be Islam? It's not possible. This is not from the straight path. This is from those deviant paths. Those deviant paths that are many. That lead away from the straight path. That the devils, they are calling to. The devils, they are calling to. And the majority of the narrations that are in Kutub al-Sittah, and the wording here, the wording says, he al-jama'ah. And some wording is al-jama'ah. Which is that safe sect, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said al-jama'ah. Al-jama'ah, literally, it means the congregation. Literally, it means the congregation. Or somebody could say the main body. But we have many people today, and likewise even before, they misunderstood this term. And some, they may think that the congregation means the majority of the people. And the linguistically, maybe you could mean the jama'ah is an amount, a congregation, a lot of people. But what is intended by al-jama'ah in this narration? And the congregation. What is the intent here? This is the question. It's been narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, that he asked Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi from the Tabi'in, from the students of Ibn Mas'ud. It's mentioned in the narration that Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he considered him to be from the most knowledgeable, yani, of the students. Min afqah al-nas, or min afqah hadhi al-qariya, the village that they're in. He said, I thought you were the most knowledgeable of this village, yani ya Amr. This is why Ibn Mas'ud, he's saying yani to Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi in this narration. There's an introduction before that, but we summarize. So in any case, Ibn Mas'ud, he asked him, radiallahu anhu, he says, atadri mal jama'ah, yani with regards to the congregation. The issue is about holding fast to the congregation. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, previously in this narration, he's advising the people to hold fast to the jama'ah, to hold fast to the jama'ah, and to not break away from the jama'ah. So there was confusion about the understanding of the meaning of this term, or what is intended in this context. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, tadri mal jama'ah, do you know what the jama'ah is? Do you know what the congregation is? Qala, he says, la. He said, I said, la. It's as if in some wordings, likewise, he said, al-jama'ah, jamhur al-nas, any the majority of the people. Jamhur al-nas. Jamhur al-nas, any the majority of the people. So Ibn Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu anhu, inna jumhur al-jama'ah qad faraku al-jama'ah. He said, inna jumhur al-jama'ah qad faraku al-jama'ah. He said, the majority of the congregation, they have went away from the congregation. So the jama'ah here, in this context, this is a legislative term. So it has a legislative meaning. We're not looking at the linguistic meaning. When we talk about the jama'ah, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for example, this is where this term is derived from. Where this is where this laqab is derived from. So the jama'ah here, what we're supposed to hold fast to, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. The jama'ah here, what is intended here is not the majority of the people. Not the majority of the people. La abadan, abadan, abadan. Not the majority of the people. The majority is never a proof. Never a proof for the correctness of something. Rather, it could be a sign, any of that person, he may be cautious to think, why are the majority following that way? Because in reality, the majority of the people are not upon the straight path. In reality, the majority of the people are not upon the straight path. So he says, إِنَّ جُمْهُرُ الْجِمَاعِ قَدْ فَارَقُوا الْجِمَاعِ, that the majority of the jama'ah, they have went away and deviated from the jama'ah. They have deviated from the jama'ah. Then he said, إِنَّ الْجِمَاعَةَ مَنْ وَافَقَ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ, that indeed the jama'ah, what is intended by the jama'ah is the one that's in accordance to the truth, even if you're by yourself. Even if you're by yourself. So Ahl Sunnah, the true followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in some times and in some places, there are many. There are many of them and they're strong. In other times and in other places, they're few. Could even be only one in the community holding up, Allahu Akbar, holding up the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Holding up the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is likewise similar to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned on the day of resurrection, وَيَأْتِ نَبِيٌ وَمَا هُ رَهْضٌ. Prophet will come and he has a group of people with him, like maybe yani a few people with him. وَيَأْتِ نَبِيٌ وَلَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ. And then a prophet will come and no one will be with him. Even a prophet yani will come on the day of resurrection and no one will be with him. He's the jama'ah. He's the messenger. This time he's the prophet. He's the one who has the guidance and the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the majority of the people, they're not the evidence nor the proof nor the congregation. We have a bit to cover left with this, inshallah. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.